developing your problem-solving skills. We are all faced by problems. Financial problems, relationship problems, health problems. What causes your problems? There are three major categories of causes to your problems. 1. Nature can be the cause of your problems. 2. Other people can be the cause of your problems. 3. Your own self, your errors, neglect, or omissions can be the cause of your problems. 1. Nature can be the cause of your problems. Mother Nature is often portrayed as beneficent. But that ain't necessarily so. Natural disasters and acts of God include flooding, plague, disease, storms, earthquakes, pestilence, famine, disease, fungus, maggots, and cancer. Nature is often a deadly enemy. God ain't always as loving as he makes out. It is readily apparent that some of your problems may be caused by Mother Nature, who can be very dangerous. If nature is the cause of your problems, you are going to need help from other human beings. If a place is flooded, you will need help from others. But there is a snag. Other people can be the cause of your problems. Some of the problems that you are facing are caused, not by you, and not by nature, but by other people. In fact, I would hazard a guess that you think most of your problems are caused by other people. Other people sometimes let you down. Other people sometimes do things you don't want them to do. They don't do things that you do want them to do. They have the rotten habit of acting in their own self-interest, not yours. Other people seem to have accepted the wrong ideas and are operating according to obviously false ideologies. Other people don't seem to be able to discern the obviously correct way, your way, of perceiving the situation, and are thus making what seems to you to be obvious errors. If only more people were more like you and me, then the world would be a better place, and there would be a lot fewer problems. Indubitably so. It is certain that the world would be a much better place if there were more people who thought like you. But there is a snag. Many of your problems are caused by your own self, your errors, neglect, or omissions, and these errors can be the cause of your problems. How many problems are, in effect, self-inflicted? If you have a hangover, who is ultimately responsible? The barman or you? If you are not ready for the exam, who is ultimately responsible? Your teacher or you? If you married the wrong person, who is ultimately responsible? Your spouse or you? If you are in the wrong job, who is ultimately responsible? Your boss or you? If you are overweight and out of condition, who is ultimately responsible? Your doctor or you? Answer. You, my friend, are the root cause of about half of all your problems. In fact, more than half. So if you want to solve your problems, who should you turn to first? Answer, yourself. How do you go about solving your problems? Here are the steps. Decide to take total responsibility for how well your life is working. Take total responsibility. That means, if you have got problems, don't blame the barman. Don't blame your teachers. Don't blame your spouse. Don't blame your boss. Don't blame your doctor. Take total responsibility. We call this philosophy TTR. Take total responsibility. The reason it is important to take total responsibility is because whoever has the responsibility has the control. For example, who is ultimately responsible for the U.S. military? Answer, the President of the United States. Who ultimately is in control of the U.S. military? Answer, the President of the United States. Same guy. The head of state is in charge. In the same way, if you don't accept responsibility for your state, then you relinquish control over your state. Only if you accept responsibility for the state you are in, can you take control over the state you are in. Let us assume you have assumed responsibility, and you are going to do something. What should you do to solve your problems? Here are some more steps. Think about one of the specific problems you are facing, and then answer the following problem-solving questions. Problem-solving questions. Whenever you face a problem, ask these questions in the given sequence and write down the answers. 1. What are the facts? 2. What do I not know and need to discover? 3. Given the situation, what is my best possible outcome or goal? 4. To achieve the goal, what things will I need? 5. To achieve the goal, whom could I call upon to help? 6. To achieve the goal, what skill or knowledge will I have to gain? 7. With all the above information in mind, what is the basic plan of action? 8. In what order should the steps be taken? 9. What is the very first practical step to take? 10. When specifically will I take the first practical step? 11. What are we waiting for? Let's get going. In the next 10 minutes, use these 10 questions to tackle a problem you are facing. Ask and answer each question. Ask and answer each question in full detail. Ask and answer each question in full detail, in writing, on paper. Try an example with the current problem. What are all the facts that we know? What do I not know and need to discover? Given the factual situation is what it is, what is my best reasonable outcome or goal? What should I aim to achieve within the given time frame? To achieve the goal, what material things will I need? Money, equipment, etc. To achieve the goal, whom could I call upon for help? To achieve the goal, what skill or knowledge will I have to gain? With all the above information in mind, what is the basic plan of action? Write down all the steps I should and could take. In what order should the steps be taken? What is the very first practical step to take? 11. What are we waiting for? Let's get going. Homework. Memorize these 11 questions as a set piece list and use them with the next person who comes to you with a problem. Notice how wonderfully these questions work for you.